Okay, well, good evening, bonsoir. Thank you all for your presence today, to a good turnout for our event, How the Greek-Euro Crisis is Transforming Europe and Greece. I'm Tasso Anastasiadis, the Phrixos Papachristidis Chair in Modern Greek Studies and Greek and Indian Studies, the Faculty of Arts of McGill University. We'll have a fascinating evening, I hope. And with our interdisciplinary panel, and which I hope we'll achieve to move beyond the short-term analysis that we've been having on this issue this last 3 years, enlarge the scope to introduce a European aspect, and also say whether Greece can be an exemplum for the future or not of what's going on, and also add some historical depth. I would like to mention that, as a very famous French historian has said, since Solon, the history of mankind has been a suite of bankruptcies. Actually. Now, all this wouldn't have been possible without the collaboration of the RBC Professorship of Financial Derivatives from the John Molson School of Business from Concordia University, the European Union Center of Excellence, Université de Montréal, and McGill University, and, of course, the Dean of Arts Development Fund from McGill University. And upon this, I ask the Dean of Arts, Professor Christopher Mifredi, to give the welcome remarks. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tassos. As Tasso said, my name is Christopher Manfredi, and I am the Dean of the Faculty of Arts at McGill University. And I want to welcome all of you to what I know will be a fascinating discussion of the ramifications of the euro debt crisis for Europe, the European Union in general, and Greece in particular. And I'd just like to take a moment to acknowledge the presence with us today of Mr. Thanos Kefopoulos, the Greek Consul General in Montreal. Thank you, Consul, for joining us this evening. As Tasos also said, that this panel is the result of the collaboration between the Papachristidis Chair in Modern Greek Studies at McGill, the RBC Professorship in Financial Derivatives at the John Molson School of Business at Concordia University, and the European Union Center of Excellence, which is a joint venture of McGill University and the Université de Montréal. I'd like to say a word, if I could, about modern Greek studies at McGill. We have just celebrated 50 years of modern Greek teaching and 20 years since the Papachristidis chair was formally endowed. At a time when many chairs in modern Greek studies around the world are facing hard times, we are fortunate that ours is financially strong. In fact, we are close to attaining our goal of financial consolidation. And I'd also like to take this moment to remind everyone that on May 30th at the Faculty of Arts Convocation, McGill University will be honored by Ms. Nana Mouskouri's presence in accepting an honorary doctorate from McGill University in recognition of her social engagement, and in particular her work on behalf of the United Nations, and that will be a very exciting moment for us. This is the success of the modern Greek studies and the Papachristidis chair at McGill is exceptionally important given the crisis that Greece faces today. For in times of crisis in Greece's past, it has been educational poles of excellence outside Greece that have played a central role in both the study of the country itself and in its interrelationships with other countries and cultures. The Papachristidis Chair in Modern Greek Studies embodies and continues this tradition by placing itself as a pole of academic excellence in modern Greek studies in the Montreal, Canadian, and global contexts. And never has the chair been more active than since Tasos joined the faculty in 2011. He's increased its presence and visibility so that it has become the hub for interdisciplinary partnerships and projects on the study of modern Greece, as is reflected in this panel today. So I want to offer my congratulations and thanks to Tasos for all the wonderful work he's done in advancing the mission of the Papachristidis chair. With that, I will turn the floor over to Hudson Meadwell, the chair of the Department of Political Science at McGill, who will introduce the panelists. Hudson.
Thank you, Chris. My name is Hudson Meadwell. I'm chair of political science. It's my pleasure to moderate this event. We want to be able to leave plenty of time for questions and discussion towards the end. We have four distinguished panelists who will make presentations, followed by comments and wrap up from Tassos. These are all members of the Greek diaspora, but they all maintain not just a close interest in Greek and European affairs, but they've maintained formal working relationships with many academics and many academic institutions in Greece. I'd just like to note that once the papers have been presented and we move into a discussion format, perhaps the best way to ask a question would be to approach the mic at the back of the room. Procedures today are being recorded and taped, and that would facilitate that process. Okay, so.